I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, hard as hell to say, easy to dial, y'all. It's one of them old hump days. Good to have a little party on one of them old hump days, especially when it's a mandatory minicamp party. We had day number two, mandatory minicamp, the last day, day number two, the final day of mandatory minicamp, which I believe is the last action before training camp. The players will go get away from it a little bit, and I'm sure the guys like C.J. Stroud and company won't, but a lot of guys are free to do whatever they want to do until training camp cranks up, and then they're in for the long haul. So we did, Ron and I were both over at NRG Stadium today. They did go indoors because the weather outside got pretty ugly pretty quick, really immediately when we got there. So instead of stretching indoors and then getting outside on the grass, they stayed inside in the bubble, which it's beautiful to have that option. And they got they got a lot of good work in. Now, the Astros, they look to rebound tonight. And we'll see what Tyler has in terms of bets later on in the show. In the last segment, we'll have Tyler's best bets rocking and rolling right there. I hit a nice one with Tyler last night. So I think I may try again tonight, if you know what I mean. The Rockets front, NBA front, we've got the noise, if you will, around Kevin Durant picking up. There's five teams involved in that scuttlebutt, if you will, the Rockets being one of them. So we'll see if the Rockets can bring in a true game changer and get us all good and worked up before next season. But for now, Ron, we got to talk a little bit about them mandatory minicamp, man. The observations, right? I think first and foremost for me, Ron, yesterday was a Higgins day. Right out of the gate, it was a Higgins day, and we just kind of mentioned, well, Christian Kirk, C.J. Stroud just missed Christian Kirk on a little fade, and Christian Kirk had a couple of catches kind of deal. He was out there getting that work in. Today, it was obvious to me, and it wasn't one play, but it was one of those where I found myself watching C.J. Stroud, and I'm always watching C.J. Stroud, even though it's indoors and it's in a controlled environment, I'm always watching through the lens of, is he protecting himself? Is he getting the ball out quick? Is it calculated risk, or is it just we're going to go out here, hold the football, have a rough-looking practice with defenders all around you, or are we getting this thing out on time? And when the shots do come up, are we taking the shots on time and in rhythm kind of deal instead of holding the ball? And C.J. Stroud's doing that. And most importantly, a lot of it today, at least, stemmed around Christian Kirk. It seems like C.J. Stroud and Christian Kirk are dialed in from a chemistry standpoint. It seems like it's natural, which shouldn't surprise anybody. C.J. Stroud is a high-level processor of the game, no doubt about that. And Christian Kirk clearly sees the game through a quarterback lens and has played a lot of football. So I would expect them to mesh and have great chemistry immediately, Ryan. But it looks to me like watching them play, it looks to me like, one, there's a conscious effort to get Christian Kirk the ball. There's a conscious effort to build that chemistry. And it looks like, again, small sample size, but it looks like that's coming along nicely between those two guys. And I think that's super important because Christian Kirk, of all the wide receivers, and if I'm being honest, all the wide receivers and tight ends, any of the pass catchers, Christian Kirk, I think, is the one that obviously has a chance to be an over, like a really productive receiver for the Texans, but he also, and first and foremost, has the ability, and there's going to be the opportunity for him to be one of the fixes for C.J. Stroud and the pass protection problems that he had last year.
Yeah, you've been saying that from the jump. Yeah. Most people, when they hear, hold on, the slot receiver?
Absolutely.
The slot receiver is the guy that's going to fix it? Because most people don't think about, man, Stephon Diggs or whoever was in the slot last year. People think about the guys up front, but you have been on that. And obviously with your experience from the quarterback position, you know exactly why that's so important.
Well, to the protection. Yeah, Ron, to me, it's a simple connect here, right? I mean, there's several, as I said before, one of these days I'm gonna sit down and I'm going to put some thought into the seven or eight different things that are very football 101 things that'll help this team win games. But two of those are very clear, right? One of them is C.J. Stroud having the freedom and the ability to communicate and protect himself, and Christian Kirk having the ability to make himself available, both mentally and physically, make himself available to C.J. Stroud when pressure does come. Really, anytime, but definitely when pressure, it becomes a problem, right? So those two things are two things that the Texans didn't have last year when protecting the quarterback was such a major issue. And they're things that it appears there was a conscious effort made this offseason. Nick Caley, I need my quarterback, C.J. Stroud, to have more command at the offense. The big problem last year was he couldn't fix the protection. He couldn't protect himself. He didn't know where protection was coming from. Nick Caley's hired. It seems like C.J. Stroud's mentioned it multiple times. He's going to have more control. Christian Kirk, without a doubt, his skill set is a perfect fit for the slot receiver. His mindset and how much football he's played in his career seems like it's gonna be really, really valuable in the sense of just make yourself available to the quarterback, man. Right? I mean, there's nothing worse in football than when it's clear the safeties are walked up in the A-gap and you go back and one comes free and hits the quarterback in the chin, right? Okay, fine. It's on the protection. They got to figure that out. You at the very least got to block the most dangerous defenders, and the guy coming in the A-gap that runs a 4-4, 4-5 is the most dangerous, right? Got to find a way to pick that guy up, right? But you go back and watch the film and you're like, the tight end's running 10 yards down the field with his back to the quarterback. You're getting pressured, man. There's clearly pressure. At least peek over your shoulder at the quarterback and give him an outlet. Give him an option. I don't think that's going to be a problem moving forward with the Texans, and I think that Christian Kirk is going to be that answer. To me, that those are two things that are going to help them solve the biggest problem, which is pass protection. And it's C.J. Stroud and Christian Kirk, and I think they're dialed in. We're watching them get more and more dialed in, and it seems like the chemistry is natural. Christian Kirk is going to be he seems to be a guy that is coming along nicely. And today it was pretty noticeable on the practice field.
Yeah. No, and listen, they clearly made it a point to bring a guy in like that. Yep. And that was a priority. That was maybe the first offensive move we saw them make. They brought that guy in and made it a point. And I think if we look at potentially the offense they may try to mirror or look like, that position was hugely important back in the Patriot days.
No doubt about it, man. You can argue it was the most important over the long span of being great. You can argue it was the one consistent piece that was always there. He had one good tight end, had two good tight ends, had Randy Moss for a year, had some different pieces. But really, the handy little safety valve type slot receiver was always a key part of what they did in that offense. So that right there, the chemistry with C.J. Stroud and Christian Kirk, I think is becoming more and more obvious as we watch practice. Number two, today, Ron, Nick Chubb, number 21. He was in uniform yesterday. I didn't witness him get any run. Today, clearly, he was in his playbook last night. Clearly, he came back. And today, it once they started teaming and everything and more live action, he didn't get any run. But when they were going against the scout team and doing a team run drill, inside run drill, Nick Chubb took several handoffs. And I'm gonna tell you, 21 looks good in that Texans uniform. There's no doubt he is an upgrade over what's been here, with the exception of Joe Mixon. And it was really, as a fan watching and legitimately seeing Nick Chubb out there, knowing that at some point Joe Mixon's gonna join him. That's gonna be a hell of a running back room, man. Nick Chubb did speak after practice today, and here is what Nick Chubb had to say about his health, because that's going to be the biggest question with Nick Chubb, I think, is how does he feel right now? Is he going to be limited in training camp? He's going to be limited in the preseason. He's going to be limited throughout. Are we ever going to get a real strong look at Nick Chubb and whether he's fully back or not? Here's Nick Chubb talking about his health.
I would say that's all behind me, and injuries happen, and with what I did, it takes about 2 years to really get back, and so I'm over the hump. I'm back home. I was back home all off-season training, where I trained, every year since I was in high school, and I was able to get a full year in of doing the things that I do best, and so now I'm feeling good as I have been in a long time.
You convinced?
I'm more convinced by what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some of the workouts. Now, obviously, as you know, it is different. Once you get in game speed, you get hit and that nature. But he looks fine. But, you got to look. He had a catastrophic knee injury, and then he had the foot as well. And as you know, right, you start getting older, it's a little bit harder and harder to get back to where you were. But visually, and everything we saw leading up, videos and stuff we saw leading up, he looks like he is healthy.
Yeah. Well, the good thing, at least where I kind of try to draw some, a little bit of hope here is that when you can't look back with Nick Chubb. Like Nick Chubb, I think we can all agree Nick Chubb has been like a freak of nature when it comes to some of the different recoveries, some of the different strengths, some of the squats. And him and Saquon Barkley and what they did, Jalen Hurts, and some of these guys that are squatting the house, they've always been that way. And when you look at the freaks of nature in this league, the Adrian Petersons of the league, that they had the ability to come back from some pretty significant injuries and have monster years. And so that gives me a little bit of hope that Chubb still has that level of ability. But as I said yesterday, even if he is just no doubt about it, he's a tick behind Joe Mixon, he's the number two running back, it's still an extremely valuable role with this team and a significant upgrade from what we've looked at in the in the RB2 spot over the last couple of years. So it's good to see Nick Chubb out there. It's good to hear from Nick Chubb. I'm excited about him being a Houston Texan. Now, Ron, I know this. My final point here about OTA or mandatory minicamp, you actually made this comment, and I was like, you are absolutely spot on. I think it's wild how obvious it is. Not surprised, but it's wild just how obvious it is that this defense is just on a whole different level right now than the offense. Now, we understand the offense is not a lot of change. New O-line coach, new offense coordinator, they're installing a system. You got two rookie wide receivers. You got a young tight end going along with Dalton Schultz. You got, as I just mentioned, you got young running backs and Nick Chubb, who's been here for 2 days in the backfield. You got Christian Kirk, who's a new wide receiver. You got a remade offensive line. So I understand why the offense is behind the defense. This is more of a wow comment about the defense than it is about a worried comment about the offense, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Defense is just on a whole different level right now. They could go out there today and play a game if they needed to. Seems like it anyway.
It's crazy because we talked about it, right? We talked about it. It was, hey, you're going to look at one side of the ball that,
yep.
That hey, they're not installing stuff. they know what they're doing, right? Most of the guys they're bringing. Now, there's a few guys like C.J. Gardner-Johnson is new to the party.
Yep, running
with
twos.
E.J. Speed is new to the party, but most of these guys, they ain't thinking.
Yeah.
It's the back of their mind. As you said, it's 3 years that these guys are in the system. And the other side is just learning everything.
Yeah.
And they got new parts, you know, all over the place. But when you actually see it on the field and see the difference, right?
Yeah.
But I think ultimately, you tell me if I'm wrong or not, if you've been in this, it should at some point really help the Texans' offense, right? Going up against these cats, it should help their offense and help them ultimately get things going.
Look, I think going against that every day is going to make the games easier. You hope at some point in time the leaders on the offensive side of the football match the intensity of the Will Andersons and the Kamari Lassiters and the Daniil Hunters and the Azeez Al-Shaairs on the defensive side of the football. Even Kalen Bullock running around there playing with his hair on fire. I mean, you know, you hope that setting that standard on the defensive side of the football, as I've said many a time, at some point D'Amico Ryan's going to have to hold the offense to that standard. Right now may not be the time. Right now you got to hold them to the standard of learning and being accountable and communicating and just doing what the hell you're supposed to do. At some point in time, D'Amico Ryan's is going to be through teaching these guys how to play football and what the standard in Houston is, and he's going to absolutely expect them to be there. And so, yeah, I think there is nothing but positivity coming when you look at the offense being behind, the offense trying to catch up, and what they're looking up at is this defense. There's nothing about, man, if you're C.J. Stroud, you got to be looking at that chomping at the bit like, man, I want to get on that level. I want to have that kind of fun at practice. I want to come out here and be that confident in what it is that we're doing that we can literally right now, if anybody goes out there and they show up to practice and have a bad day, there's three or four different guys that are going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with them. Like, hey, man, get your mind right. We're trying to win a Super Bowl on the defensive side of the football. I don't necessarily see that on the offensive side of the football, but it's obviously front and center. So hopefully it'll be a positive influence, and the offense will find that at some point. We mentioned one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Houston Texan ever, J.J. Watt, was at practice today. Here's what J.J. Watt had to say about what he saw in the bubble at NRG Stadium from the Texans defense today.
It was incredible. I was talking to some people on the sideline, like, those are the moments you miss the most. Practicing with your guys, make a play, and everybody goes nuts. The whole sideline, the whole defense, there's just nothing better. And those are the best teams. In the middle of June, the last day of mini camp, going crazy over a play just because you love the game, you love your brothers, you love to make plays. And that's going to translate in the fall. This is a really good group.
It's going to translate. It's just how good. I got a feeling that we, along with the national media, we're going to end up talking this defense up to where I don't know if they can meet the expectations. Probably going to be unfair, but that defense is it's hard to be in the same building or at the same practice and watch this team and listen to this defense and not get really excited about what they're capable of doing. Really, because, too, you can look at, you know, the pieces that D'Amico says, well, you really can't tell much in the bubble in mandatory mini camps because we don't have pads on. You can't tell much about the O-line and the D-line. Well, what we do know about this D-line is Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are absolute monsters. And what we do know about the D-line is that Sheldon Rankins and Mario Edwards Jr. will bring it game in, game out. I mean, so we know that defensively they got some guys inside on the D-line that will match the intensity with everybody else. So, one day the offense will be there. One day we'll get there with this offense, hopefully sooner rather than later. But right now we'll let the defense lead the way, and they're definitely doing that.
Yeah, man. If they, barring any kind of major injury, and really, Clint, they have depth in a lot of spots to where, you know, they could sustain some of, you know, the injuries they had last year where, you know, maybe Lassiter misses a couple of games or Aziz misses, you know, five or six games, whatever. Barring that, man, it feels like it's a disappointment if they're not a top 7-6-5 defense.
Yeah. I'm going to talk myself into probably a top 2 or 3.
No, if they're healthy, right? Like, to me, that's what it looks like. They just seem to have the combination of experience in the defense, guys at every level, and a pass rush and a secondary that can combine together to do some things.
All right, Ron, what you got coming up next?
Well, what I have coming up next, let me tell you here about the 423 segment.
My how the turntables.
All right. Dana Brown, you don't want to miss the general manager.
It's a cultural reference.
Had to say, I got it.
From a TV show.
I missed it. That 70s show, I didn't watch it. Dana Brown, what he had to say, and I wonder how many Astros fans agree with that statement. That's coming up next.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
That's got to be my favorite Dana Brown line.
Yeah.
I kept it real. Then as the professional portion of it, that is...
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
You're damn right. I do want to get into what Dana Brown had to say. Just a reminder coming up at 4:40. Brandon Scott, he was out there today at mandatory minicamp. Also was out there with the players, met with the media today. So he's been around there. We'll get our Texans report with Brandon Scott coming up here in about 10 or 15 minutes. But Dana Brown, as the Astros look to even up this series tonight against the Chicago White Sox as they drop game one of it. By the way, the lineup, if you're looking for that, Pena, Paredes, Altuve, Diaz is catching tonight, Walker, Caratini's the DH again, Myers, Smith, and Melt. So really the same lineup as last night, just switching who's catching and who's the DH between Caratini and Yiner Diaz. So that is the lineup tonight as the Astros look to even up this series. But Dana Brown was on the Astros flagship earlier today, fellas, and I would love to hear people's thoughts on this. 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. He said he believes the roster right now is built for the World Series. Clearly meaning when healthy. He said he believes this Houston Astros team is, and their roster is built for the World Series. Y'all agree with that statement? 7-1, win healthy, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. And when we say win healthy, we got to obviously count the ones that are, that you can actually believe is going to come back, right? You know, obviously, Ronel Blanco and Wisniewski, that they don't count. They're not coming back, right?
Right.
I don't think you can look at a guy like Christian Javier and think any of that. But we know Spencer Arrigetti is going to make his way back. We believe that Yordan Alvarez is going to make his way back. You know, some of these injuries, Zach DiCenzo, these nuts, will make his way back. Do you get the sense? You agree with Dana when he says that?
Yeah, I do. I think they've proven the question marks, the wild cards, if you will, that I had this season have more than exceeded expectations. I think, and one luxury wild card has exceeded expectations. That's Lance McCullers. But you look at, woo! Yeah, you, I mean, I'm telling you, man, you look at Cam Smith, you know, you look at Jake Myers, you look at Jeremy Pena. I mean, these are all guys that we said, look, at the beginning of all of this, if they play well, the only way the Astros are going to have a chance to keep this World Series window open is if these guys play well, if these guys step up. They've all done that with the exception of Yiner Diaz, who's been better of late, right?
It feels huge.
I do believe Christian Walker is going to come around. I believe that Yordan Alvarez is going to get back in this lineup and be a difference maker. And I believe that Spencer Arrigetti is going to be back and make that top four in this rotation legit. And with that said, yeah, I think that team is built to keep that World Series window open. Yeah.
Yeah. When you first hear it you know, you don't know. Because sometimes you look up and down that lineup and you wonder, and you look up in that pitching staff and you're like, I mean, this guy, Gusto's got to get some action. Even if Arrigetti comes back, somebody down there you probably wouldn't be fired up to pitch has to get some action. And really, I think they are probably going to make some moves, even though I think Dana believes that is the case. They're going to make some moves. I don't think he's far off, though, because I think the elements, and nobody knows about that more than Houston Astros fans, because ain't nobody been in the postseason more than the Astros have been. 8 straight years to the postseason. And before last year, 7 straight to the ALCS, multiple titles. There you go. When you think about postseason play, you want pitching. And so we know right now the top two guys they have are going to give them a shot regardless. Absolutely. I mean, and many teams aren't going to have two guys to match up with that. I mean, we talked about it before. We watched Detroit get to damn near the ALCS with one starter. They had bullpen games, you know, all the other ones. And then the back end, when you talk about Hader, you talk about Abreu back there, those are two power arms in the back half that you know, are big-time arms that can get guys out, swing and miss, and shut the door after 8 innings. And then if Yordan's back, to go along with the emergence of Jeremy Pena, we know Altuve. You know, maybe a course of 162, he doesn't play like he did as an all-star or MVP candidate. But in big moments in a series, you feel really good about him. And I think they've got it. So, like, right now, they have the elements that play in October. So I don't think he's that far off. Someone said kind of depends on who we think Christian Walker is. Text line coming in, the roster is good enough, but players on offense need to start playing like they can.
I mean, you're in the top. What is it? Top 3 in the AL?
Yeah, record wise, yeah.
And you're there with some pretty significant injuries and some pretty significant like improvements by young guys, or improvements by guys that have been out for 900 days. Yeah. So I don't know any other way to look at it other than, I mean, you're already one of the better teams in the AL, and you're getting reinforcements, big-time reinforcements, potentially are on their way. And I don't know how else – I mean, I don't know what else you need for it to be – this team to be viewed as a team that could make a serious run.
The Astros pitching, and the way it is, what they have shown all season long, like, Astros going to be able to win playoff games scoring three runs. Like, potentially be able to win playoff games scoring three runs. Or, you know, and with Yordan in there and what's been going on in front of him, I think that obviously that's the big key.
Yeah.
Right, Yordan Alvarez is the big key. That could play. Now, with that being said, Clint, I think we all expect that Dana Brown adds to this team and adds to this roster. I think we all expect it in some form or fashion that he's, because I also heard him today talking about the bat's got to pick it up. And I think if he needs to, he'll add a bat. If he needs to, he'll add somebody in the bullpen, because Jim Crane will. Jim Crane will be down about it. Last year, it was the great.
Go ahead and say it, man.
Kikuchi.
Yeah,
you do, do we still have that young lady? We had pulled that out in a long time. That Kikuchi. She was.
I love Kikuchi.
Oh, that was what she said. I love Kikuchi. She was a special. That was a special time.
I love Kikuchi.
That's good. I appreciate that, Tyler.
Did that for you, brother.
I know it, man. I needed that. But no, I don't think he's far off. They'll add some stuff, but you got pitching, you got clutch hitters, and they got a few of those, and a bullpen in the back half as well. You got a shot. Coming up, a little Texans report. Our guy Brandon Scott will join us, and we'll get his thoughts on all the big news happening with a mandatory minicamp with the Houston Texans. That's coming up next. Tonight is Kikuchi night.
I love Kikuchi.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryan's, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. It is 4:40, so that means our guy Brandon Scott joins us each and every Wednesday with the Texans report. And I know you were out there, stood next to you a little bit at day two of mandatory minicamp. And I think for us, we've talked about this a couple of times on the show, and that is one of the things that really jumps out, obviously not a surprise at all, is just the difference of where the defense is and where the offense is right now. The difference of a group that knows what they're doing as opposed to a group that's really kind of learning things and learning how to play together. And that to me has really stuck out the last couple of days.
It's definitely stuck out, but it also is to be expected.
Absolutely.
When you look at not just the fact that it's a new offense, but I would just, you know, submit this part. The defense is just flat out better. You know, like a lot of my optimism about the team overall is predicated on the idea that you don't go up against your own defense every week, or at all for that matter. You know, so like, that's to say, if the Texans offense had to deal with the Texans defense on a week in and week out basis, I would feel like this team is in a lot of trouble. You know, no matter if I like Jaden Higgins or if I like Christian Kirk or whatever it is. Now, to that point, I do like a lot of what I'm seeing from the offense. And like, the thing over the last couple of days that I've really fallen in love with for the Texans is this wide receiver position group that I feel like we had questions in going into camp and have a few less questions about, or at least for me, speaking for myself, I feel better about the options that C.J. Stroud has to throw to outside of Nico Collins, whether it be the rookie Higgins, whether it be, you know, Christian Kirk, who's a reliable veteran in the slot at this point, and even Jalen Noel, who we only saw for a little bit during voluntary OTAs and has not run much since then because he's been off to the side. But the idea is he's young and going to be ready. Yep. Like, I feel like C.J. Stroud has weapons that I didn't know as much about or feel as good about going into the practices, even with the defense being ahead of the offense.
You know, the interesting thing about the receiver point you make is because a lot of times, you know, you hear people talk about, oh, we don't have pads on. Oh, it's, you know, it's just sweats and, you know, it's going to be a different game. Like, Christian Kirk, it's very convincing that we talked about a little earlier, the chemistry that seems to be natural. He's we've seen him do it in a game before, so I don't think that there's a question mark there. Obviously, we've seen Nico. But then you look at Higgins, like what we saw from Higgins on day one of mandatory minicamp. Like, it wasn't like he did things and it doesn't translate into when you put pads on. Like, the go route down the sideline, I mean, that you can't – there's no minimizing that. There's no going, well, when they put pads on, it's going to be different. No, I mean, he got on top of a Kamari Lassiter, used his body well, and then long arm to go route with a one-hand catch. And we saw 2 one-hand catches from him yesterday and 1 from Nico. Two days ago. No, it was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yesterday.
But like, those aren't things that you look and you go, yeah, but if they'd had full pads, it would be a different game. The things that I guess my point is, the things that we've seen from them that you mentioned, B. Scott, they transition in a big way to the real field in live action.
Well, I thought D'Amico Ryans did a good job of speaking to this yesterday when he talked about, you know, somebody asked him about either the offensive line or defensive line, and him making the point that it's not a whole lot to glean from those positions.
Sure.
The stuff that we can gather is the stuff that you were just talking about. And the first reaction that I had, because I wasn't out there Tuesday, I was out there today with you guys. But on Tuesday, I saw that clip that the Texans put out just like everybody else, like consumed it in real time like everybody else. And my first thought, my first reaction when I saw that was, that's Jaden Higgins making a play from C.J. Stroud, throw from C.J. Stroud against Kamari Lassiter. The only question mark in those three is Jaden Higgins, because we've never seen him play. And there he is making a play with somebody that we've seen make plays in the NFL.
Yep.
And against somebody that we've seen make plays in the NFL. So two known playmakers that he's playing both with and against, and he looks the part. He looks like he belongs. So that part immediately stood out to me.
Well, you know, you not being there, there was another, you know, where he caught a ball over the middle field, not the one, Ron, where he ran and he separated from everybody, but where he, from our vantage point, it was very obvious how big of a target he is over the middle of the field. And, I mean, it's going to be hard for CJ to miss that big joke. When you got him on one side and Nico on the other. And so, like, again, those kind of things, no matter if you have full pads on or not, if you get cover two, middle of the field open, and you got a 6'4" guy with a 10-foot wingspan or a 10-foot catch window running across there, hell, he's going to be hard to miss. Yeah. And that kind of stuff is
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely gonna, it's real and it's gonna work.
Size matters. If he can run and catch, then size matters. Yeah. And he appears that he can do both.
Yep,
yep, size always matters.
I was speaking to Tyler on that. Speaking to his sensibilities, of course.
That was me. Brandon Scott in, we are at our Texans report every single Wednesday. We understand that some of the big news of the week leading into mandatory minicamp was Nick Chubb and that signing and bringing him in. And he's already started on the practice field. Oddly enough, other running backs have not been out there. One in particular, but we won't bring him up. But Nick Chubb is there. There's a lot of range from different people on how they are experiencing the Nick Chubb signing in the Texans fan base, of how impactful it can be. When you think of the Nick Chubb signing right now, how big an impact? Is this a game changer to you for the Houston offense? What do you think of when you see they've added him in?
So I do think it's a range in terms of impact and potential impact in terms of the highs and lows. Like I think it could be really good. I mean, he's Nick Chubb. So that, I think we all know who Nick Chubb is. So there's that. Then, of course, he's been injured over the last couple of years, so he could be cooked for all we know. But in terms of, like, the risk-reward analysis for the Texans, like, there is no downside to this. There is nothing negative about this move or about this signing, because if it doesn't work out, we can basically pretend like it never happened. Like, I have not thought about Cam Akers seriously until they signed Nick Chubb, or until they were going to sign Nick Chubb, and I thought, okay, this is kind of like the Cam Akers thing, which didn't quite work out, but didn't hurt them, and it was out of sight, out of mind. It's like it never happened.
You got it in the Cam Akers ring?
That's the low of it. That's the low end of it. The high end of it is obviously Nick Chubb is better than Cam Akers, right? And I don't, like, nobody needs me to tell them that. So the high end of it is you get a better running back, obviously better than anybody else that they got in this room, not named Joe Mixon. So he immediately goes toward the top of your running back rotation or depth chart, and the potential is your 1-2 punch of Joe Mixon and even possibly a diminished version of Nick Chubb, let's say 75% of what he used to be. I mean, we're still talking about somebody that averaged 5 yards a carry over a 4 or 5 year span or something like that, man. I mean, we're talking about a real football player here. So there's only a high end, and the low end of it is, oh, we just forget like it ever happened. Wow. And that to me, there's no risk in that.
Scott, I think to add to your point, you know, look at it from the team's perspective and what you didn't have last year. I think the fact that you, again, the low end, you're at the very least going to have a back that you trust enough to put him in the, on the damn field.
Right.
Right? In critical situations, and which that is going to allow you to use, I think, Joe Mixon in different ways. So forget about if Nick Chubb's going to be great, or is he going to be just a 2 running back you can trust. Like, having that person and that option available as an offense is going to be a huge plus. I mean, think about it. Last year, if we're being honest, I guarantee you they were nervous as hell anytime that Joe Mixon went on the field.
Exactly. Exactly. No, think about it like this. Before they signed Nick Chubb, who did you feel good about being their number 2 running back if Joe Mixon for some reason was unavailable? Because that to me is the other end of this. We talk about Nick Chubb and his obvious health concerns. They're obvious. Of course, he had broken foot last year, ACL, MCL situation the year before that.
Yeah.
But Joe Mixon, a guy with a lot of miles on him, a guy that missed a couple of games last year.
Right now would have been Woody Marks.
A guy who right now is, or the last time we heard, was in a walking boot or is working out indoors or inside the facility where we can't even see him. Right. So, like, Joe Mixon is a guy himself, same age as, for the most part, same age as Nick Chubb, got miles on him, could miss time. What if he misses time? Do you feel good about starting X name running back, not named Nick Chubb? Now you've got Nick Chubb, right? So, and that is, granted, a big if Nick Chubb is right or some version of himself that we've seen before. Now, if he's not, then of course it's a wash and you're back to square one trying to figure out which combination of Woody Marks and the rookies that they drafted. I was going to say Jawar Jordan and all, like, these guys like that. British Brooks, who is still on the team and out of sight, out of mind, got hurt last year. You're trying to figure out who can emerge from that group which is where you started.
But you say you forgot British was on the team.
Man, I looked up and saw him today and was like, that's British Brooks.
He said, I forgot he was on the team.
Had a nice little push late in the preseason last year.
And the people that obsess over these types, the people that listen to our shows and things like that, loved them some British Brooks around this time last year, right? Yeah. He was the Luke Lachey of last year, right? Trying to find that rookie that's understated and that you think could make an impact. He was that before he got hurt. Where does he factor into the mix? So those are the questions that you're asking, yeah, absent of a Nick Chubb. But for now, you got him.
I'm going to tell you, man, I'll be honest. We don't do a confession segment, but there's something about J.J. Taylor that turns me on a little bit.
I think he got a little go. Didn't he have a little run in the preseason last year? There was a time where people had high hopes.
Well,
he's a change of pace kind of guy.
Yeah, oh, no question. Yeah, we're talking about a guy that I mean, he's going to have to become some level of a returner. He's going to have to help him in other places. But, yeah, we're talking about a guy that, you know, down the stretch when the going gets tough and you're starting to create your playoff offense or playoff options. Like, to me, a good offensive coordinator, a good creative offensive coordinator is going to look at J.J. Taylor, and he's going to beg the head coach to put him on the roster and let him do some things with him from a package perspective. We're talking 5-6 plays maybe, but that's the guy to me that, man, when I watch him, he's got a level of twitch and speed that is just different.
Yeah, I think they got some understated backs, but again, like, when it comes back to the Nick Chubb point, which would you rather rely on or bet on? Nick Chubb, like the if Nick Chubb is healthy, or the if these other guys are any good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if this works out.
Damian Pierce.
What I'm saying, though, but what sounds more likely?
You trying to piss me off?
Well, I'm just saying that would have been the other.
But doesn't that feel like a way more tenuous type of thing?
Y'all just went through all these running backs and then named Damian.
Well, no, yeah, because I told you he's a kick returner. Told him yesterday, B. Scott. I told him yesterday. Let's stop with the Damian Pierce stuff. Like Nick Chubb is to your point, to your question. The answer is 1,000% Nick Chubb and whatever he is after this injury.
Because if it weren't Nick Chubb,
it would have to be somebody else. Damian Pierce is done here.
They traded Cam Akers to keep Damian Pierce.
They traded Cam Akers and then didn't let Damian Pierce play, which made me wonder what the hell are they doing trading Cam Akers.
As much as I like Damian, it feels like if that was going to happen, it would have happened by now. It ain't happened. It would have happened by now.
No, they don't trust him.
Would you?
I mean,
I don't know. I ain't seen him. It's the damnedest thing we've ever seen.
That's why I say people talk about because there are people on there talking about give him a shot outside of the Bobby Slowick offense.
I like that idea, but I like the idea of Nick Chubb more.
Well, I know,
liked the idea of a guy that can take a kickoff return 70-some-odd yards. I would like to for him to have at least been trusted enough to be on the field in third down situations against the Chiefs instead of Dari.
Devin Singleton seemed to have some success under Bobby.
I love that you didn't even bother to get his name right.
I just said Devin Singleton or Singletary, whatever his name is. He had success.
He is too good for you to not know his name.
No, he's not. Obviously,
we should have talked about that with
him. He's not. Obviously, Mixon had success. Hell, we saw Cam Akers have success. He the only one that did. Even as bad as Bobby was a rugged, he the only one that could not gain yards except for those two games he had against the Patriots and the Titans.
But the other side of that is when they weren't in that system, he was good, and now they have gotten rid of said system. Yeah. So who was really bad? The system or him?
Clearly, they couldn't just wait. And they just said, no, man, we're going to go ahead and draft Woody Marks and move up in the fourth round and get him and then get Nick Chubb.
And to the point the guy that beat him out of his position is somebody who you've not even dedicated their name to your memory.
No, we still haven't seen his ass since the season started.
Yeah.
OTA's mandatory.
It's not great.
5 o'clock fire coming up. Shout out to you, Brandon Scott. We'll talk to you next week. 5 o'clock fire coming up. Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets have been connected to him yet again. We'll give you the latest on that as we continue right here live on The Drive.